Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and this is a not safe for work podcast. We teachers love our jobs, so we use pseudonyms so we can remain anonymous. I'd like to give a special thank you to our Patreon donors. If you want to join us and get episodes a little bit earlier than everyone else and see lots of bonus content, as well as free Teacher Needs a Drink bumper stickers and bottle openers and all kinds of other stuff, go to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast Patreon. And also, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Lud Lam Dramatics. If you need educational theater posters for your classroom or someone else in your building, or just to have as references for your Zoom, go to ludlamdramatics.com. That's ludlamdramatics.com. They have poster biographies of Stanislavski, Jim Henson, Uta Hagen, and many more. That's ludlamdramatics.com. If you would like to share a story with us, Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or you can go to teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com and leave a message in the contact filter. Please also help spread the word. Find one person who doesn't know anything about this podcast and tell them about it. And it's even better if they're a teacher. I mean, you can tell like your toddler or your dog. Yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this. This is episode 30 during the coronavirus. Enjoy.
Unsinkable bullshit brown.
All right. Well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and today I am joined by Miss Bunny O'Hare. Hey, Bunny.
Hey, Elvis.
And then I also have with us today Miss Rosie Rose.
How you doing?
I'm all right. And then the ever so delightful Miss Sparkles.
Hi, everyone.
And of course, we have returning with us Turd Ferguson.
Here to talk some shit.
Yeah, it's that time. I'm in my official week 3 of online classes. And the first week, you know, everything kind of went out just as planned. Like all my PDFs, all my links worked, all my videos worked. I had, I want to say like 40 to 60% participation, which I don't mind that much because I'm an optional activity for all these kids. I'm doing an elective for all my onlines. And the way they've dealt with it is that all the different schools I'm working with, like, you know what? We want you to do these. We want this out there for the kids, but we're going to make it optional because some families feel overwhelmed. And so I'm okay with that. But this week, all the tech snafus like hit. I've been using a website that's not YouTube to share my videos with, so they only see the videos that I give them and they can't go down like dangerous rabbit holes or anything like that.
Yeah.
And that website worked on Monday, and it's worked for the last 2 weeks. But then as of, I guess, Tuesday, it just quit showing the videos. Like, you would pull it up, but it would have some kind of error message. Hmm. And I didn't check anything because I'm kind of taking it easy a little bit. So Monday, I responded to everyone who did the assignment. And Tuesday, I noticed there nobody did it, like, at all. And I was like, this is weird. But I was like, you know what? Everyone's taking their time. They usually trickle in like 5 or 7 or 10 at a time. And then like Wednesday, I got a notice that the link wasn't working. Then none of them. So I had to rebuild the whole thing and put it in YouTube. And I busted ass. And it was just one of those things like, man, I don't like doing this. This part isn't fun. I like it when it works. But when the technology breaks down, yeah, I beat myself up because I feel like I should have noticed it wasn't working, but I figured everything was working Monday. I probably should have checked in more, but during my office hours, I was online and I was doing school stuff. I was like, I wonder why no one's doing the assignment right now. Oh, well, they'll probably get back to it tomorrow. Luckily, everybody has grace and understanding. I feel like sometimes my grace and understanding is starting to run out.
I hear you.
Mine is kind of running out for my fellow teachers, who I love deeply. They're really on the struggle bus with this technology thing, and I think they're still in the mindset of, this has to be like my classroom. It's not like our classroom at all. And I don't think they've made that mental shift. They are overly stressing themselves out when even our district has said, like, yeah, we have expectations, but this is technically our first week of graded work, you know? So our district's like, hey, man, do what you can. We're all learning as we go. So say a prayer and hope for the best. It's hard. It's really getting to me this week. Like, this week has been particularly hard on me mentally.
Me too. I've done lots and lots of walks to get through it. I think today I clocked about 10 miles. So not all at one time. I did a long walk this morning and tonight I need another one after I finished my office hours.
I think this is the week that it's finally starting to land, and the novelty and the, you know, the new challenge motivation, the, you know, okay, let's do this wearing off now. And now it's just turning into drudgery. Like, oh, great, that link's not working. Cool. Oh, you know, this is our fourth week and week of grading for my district, and it's already getting old. Like, I think we're just kind of hitting that reality is setting in part of online teaching, and the new is wearing off, and it's starting to get to the dog days.
Yeah, I heard a reference today, instead of calling it the new normal, now we're just calling it the now normal. Like, this isn't forever, but right now this is what it is. And Sparkles, is your hand raised?
But now I can't remember what I was going to say.
The cider strikes.
Like the real classroom. Yay.
I know, because I've had cider and also I'm eating chocolate. I ordered, this is how my week is. Yesterday, I ordered $60 worth of chocolate from Shipt to be delivered to my house from CVS.
$60?
Yes, my friend, $60.
You know Shipt works at Kroger, too. I mean, you can do like a cheaper grocery store.
But CVS had Easter candy.
On sale, or?
Maybe. I don't know. Look, I bought like 15 bags of chocolate and candy. Your girl's going through it. She's eating a Heath bar right now.
Ice cream. I normally don't keep ice cream in the house. It's never really been a constant thing. I used to keep it for Miss Priscilla or the kids. And now, like, a little bit of ice cream at 9:30, it makes me feel a little bit better. It takes the edge off. Miss Bunny, you got any indulgences right now you're taking in? Shows, candy, food?
I've gotten back into the sodas. Like, I normally don't drink sodas, but I've been getting just the store brand Cokes and having, you know, a couple of those a week, just the caffeine and the sugar and the taste of when I used to be able to go out.
Oh, yeah, I miss drinking in a bar. I miss bars. I really do.
So besides $60 worth of candy, I've also been enjoying the grown-up Lunchables. So it's just like a regular Lunchable, except it comes with like dried salami and fancier cheese.
And they're like Triscuits, right?
No, it doesn't come with Triscuits. It comes with like toasted rounds, like toast rounds. Those are fucking delicious, let me tell you. Also, I've become a huge fan of Uncrustables during this time.
Oh, those are dangerous.
They're so good. They have reduced sugar ones. So I'm trying to lose weight. I'm not succeeding, but I'm trying. So I got the reduced sugar Uncrustables that are on wheat bread, and they are so tasty. So tasty. So those are just in the fridge. And when your girl's feeling snacky, she grabs a little Uncrustables, some mini chips, and an unsweet tea. I am trying to keep soda out of the house, so we've got 4 boxes of LaCroix right now.
I'm drinking my usual Amaretto Sour, and sometimes...
Ooh!
Yeah, and then vanilla vodka with Coke. It's awesome.
Yes.
Vanilla vodka with Coke I can get. Anything sour, it makes me of when I first like started drinking in college, and we got like a thing of sour mixed and mixed it, and it just makes me think of like heartburn and bad hangover. I don't do sour anything anymore.
I tried this thing that Toll House makes. It's like edible cookie dough, because I was like craving some cookie dough, but I didn't want to actually have to make it.
Isn't all cookie dough edible?
Okay, yes, but this didn't have eggs in it.
So no, you could get vanilla.
Yeah, so it's technically safer for you. It tasted like shit.
Oh.
It was awful. I missed the egg.
That's disappointing.
So I just made cookie dough, and I was like, fuck it. Salmonella, it's better than Corona.
From the New York Times, Reese Witherspoon's fashion line offered free dresses to teachers, but they didn't mean every teacher. In mid-March, just about the time the American schools and offices started closing because of the coronavirus pandemic, not that long before numerous designers had suddenly become heroes for volunteering their services to hand sew masks so that surgical grade ones could go to those who needed them most, the staff at Draper James, Reese Witherspoon's fashion label, started talking about doing something for teachers. Many of the staff had young children. Like so many other parents with children now permanently at home, they suddenly appreciated their schooling in a whole new way. What if we gave teachers dresses, someone said. Hooray! Yay! Everyone loved it, including Miss Witherspoon. On Thursday, April 2nd, Draper James announced the offer on its Instagram page, writing, "Dear teachers, we want to say thank you. During quarantine, we see you working harder than ever to educate our children. To show our gratitude, Draper James would like to give teachers a free dress. They were instructed to apply by a form, given a deadline, and told when winners would be notified, as well as it was only valid while supplies last. Unfortunately for the company, that turned out to not be very long at all, given the response." The application form crashed almost immediately. Just days after the original Instagram post appears, it had been viewed more than 400,000 times. Teachers were emailing one another and sharing it online. By the close of the application period, Draper James had almost 1 million applications. The problem was, Draper James, a company that is only 5 years old, has fewer than 30 employees, had only 250 dresses and 6 styles to give away. There are more than 3 million public school teachers. The company tried to backpedal as soon as it did the math, trying to tell everyone to let them know it was a raffle, not a giveaway, but the damage had been done. All of a sudden, the desire to help started to look like a cynical marketing ploy, especially because in order to qualify for the giveaway, teachers had been asked to submit both pictures of their school IDs and their work email addresses, which at once were clogged with many, many, many Draper James promotions, which didn't stop even after the dresses and the raffle had been held. Teachers were disappointed.
And here's the thing. One, Draper James is not a size-inclusive company, so only a small amount of teachers in the workforce would be able to fit into their clothes anyway. Number two, a simple dress costs $175 for a fucking dress. Number three, no one wants to pay that, so of course everyone's going to enter your damn giveaway. Like, what were they thinking?
They thought they could get a ton of emails really, really quickly. Or they just didn't expect it to go that viral. But free shit, especially on teachers, we share stuff a lot.
Well, because, like, I heard about the giveaway, so, like, I signed up for the giveaway. Like, they sent an email out, I feel like the day after I filled out the little form that was like, hey, we can't give everyone a dress. We're going to give out 250, but everybody who signed up is getting like a 30% off coupon. The 30% off coupon was the last email I got from them. So I don't know who's being bombarded with emails, but I've gotten like 3 total. Is historically a female profession. It's why teachers are kind of generally underpaid and our insurance sucks, because mm-hmm. you literally have politicians who will say, well, yeah, you become a teacher and that's cute, but you just need to marry somebody with good insurance. Like, they don't fucking realize that, like, this is a career and that men are doing it and supporting families, and that some of the women doing it don't want to fucking get married. They want to be independent and support themselves and teach. First of all, fuck those guys. And, you know, like, most female-dominated professions are generally underpaid. Like, even there are even certain types of nurses that are vastly underpaid. Because the expectation... Yeah, like, because the expectation was that you would go work and then you'd meet a nice doctor. Mm-hmm. And you would marry him and he would pay for everything and you would have your cute little nursing job or whatever. But your doctor husband would pay for everything. So fuck those guys too.
Oh, okay. Hey, did you guys know we have a Patreon for Teacher Needs a Drink?
We do?
What?
That's right. If people want to hear more of some of our older podcasts or some behind the scenes or get Teacher Needs a Drink swag, they can go to Teacher Needs a Drink Patreon.
Yay!
What?
I am complaining right now because I had a parent, and I understand everyone is stressed, but at this particular school, my class is optional. It is not required. And they email and they tell the parents that. And I got an email from this parent who I hadn't heard a word from. I hadn't heard anything. I hadn't heard a blink from the student. It said, you know, the student was feeling really overwhelmed and hadn't done work for the last, like, since this has started, but we'd like to do this. But we have an issue with some of the lessons you've given, and we'd really like to not have to do any kind of video recording. And I get parents not wanting to video record their children and put it online or send it through the interwebs. but it's a performance-based class, so they asked if I could give them alternate assignments. And it really just stuck and crawled at my ass and died just the wrong way. Because right now I feel like I'm living in a world of fucking alternate assignments where everything is alternative and I'm trying my best to meet everyone's needs. Mm-hmm. And this one thing that they don't even have to do that's not required, they want more. And I know this kid and I can't see this kid actually wanting even more work. I feel like the mom just feels bad, or maybe she got in trouble with someone at the school because she hadn't been doing any work, or the kid hadn't been doing his work, and yeah, I'm pissed. Don't bitch at me. But then I emailed an admin. I was like, hey, I don't know how to respond. And so I created an alternate assignment in a world of alternate assignments, and it's inception, and it's driving me crazy. End of rant.
Yeah, I've had a hard time getting a hold of some of mine. So, like, our kids have to do their work. I mean, they're not getting numeric grades. We've moved to a pass-fail system for this grading period because obvious reason.
But they need to do something to pass, right?
Yeah, no, they have to do something to pass. And I mean, there is, like, so we're doing the scores, but on their transcript, it'll just say pass-fail, right? So yeah, they still have to pass, especially if they failed the previous grading period, because it's the only way they'll pass the course. But there is, like, a couple of my kids who they have straight up dropped off the map. Like, they have disappeared. We can't get them on the phone. We can't get them on the email. We can't get them on the online platforms. Like, nobody knows where they went. Those kids gonna fail, and that's gonna be real sad.
So today on Just the Tip.
Just the Tip.
What?
Just the Tip.
What?
Just the Tip.
What?
Just okay. No.
And it. Just the Tip. Are you getting those emails that just drive you over the edge? Are people still telling you how to do your job online? How about slow down the conversation and leave the room? Leave the house. Walk around. Get a mask and take a walk around the block, and then you can come back and respond to whatever shit you have to put up with.
Amen. That's right. If they're driving you crazy, step away for just a few minutes. You come home from an afternoon of shopping, expecting your residence to be empty. However, upon entering your front door, you immediately sense that something is strange. The entire place smells like marijuana and roses. There is a briefcase sitting in the middle of your living room floor, filled with diamonds and Christmas cookies. You can hear the shower running, and when you open the door to the bathroom, you realize that the man using the shower is basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal. A naked Shaq peers at you from behind the shower curtain and smiles enthusiastically, but says nothing. He then returns to washing his huge self. When you ask O'Neal what he is doing in your home, he simply says, "I don't remember." Do you call the police, Miss Bunny?
As a 5'3", like, small woman, I wouldn't have walked in the door in the first place. If I open the door and there's, my house smells like weed and there's, like, suspicious diamonds, and, like, I'm stepping right back out and calling the cops immediate mount. I'm not going and peeking at Mr. O'Neal in my shower.
Rosie Rosé.
I mean,
I love Shaq. Okay, like, what's he gonna do? Okay, he's gonna give me a giant hug and pick me up and treat me like a Barbie. That's fine. We're gonna have a conversation. Like, are you high right now, Shaq? Do you need some cookies? Are these diamonds for me? I'd have some questions. And then if he gets a little belligerent, of course I'll call the police. But first, we're gonna chill for a little bit.
Exactly. Miss Sparkles.
So since I've walked in the room and I noticed the diamonds and the Christmas cookies, and I haven't seen anybody in my house yet to take them, I'm fucking taking that shit and I'm walking back to my car and I'm leaving them to their own devices while I hit up some places that want to buy some shit while I eat my Christmas cookies in my car. Shaq can fuck off because I just took his stuff.
You stole the Shaq stash. Turd.
I steal the Shaq stash.
I think I'll second with Sparkles on that because I don't need to see Shaq's Shaq.
Love Shaq, baby, love Shaq.
His love shack.
Diamond, I don't really care about Christmas cookies unless they're those like peanut butter ones with the Hershey's Kiss. That shit's the bomb. I love those cookies. What the fuck is wrong with you? But because the rest of them suck. But like the little peanut butter cookies with the Hershey's Kiss, that's Diamond. And so Diamonds and those, and then also I go to the bathroom and it's like Ripley's Believe It or Not with Shaq's Wang. I'd be like, I don't want to touch it, but I'm kind of curious. Well, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. If you get a chance, make sure to check out our Patreon. Miss Bunny O'Hare, thank you for being here today.
Always a pleasure.
And Miss Rosie Rose, it was good hearing from you.
You as well, sir.
Miss Sparkles, you are a delight.
Damn right.
Turd Ferguson, you are a joy and a peach.
I am the unsinkable bullshit brown.
There you go. Well, everyone, stay healthy. Get outside if you can. Try to stay healthy. Do your best. Take a walk. Take a breath. Ignore that email for a while. You can do it. All right, everyone. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. And I'd like to thank our guests, Rosie Rose, Miss Sparkles, Turd Ferguson, and Bunny O'Hare. And of course, the beautiful Priscilla, who sits by my side while I do all the editing and everything. Teacher Needs Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. If you can, join up and sign up for our Patreon to help support us. Also, tell one person about our podcast. Thank you, our sponsor, Ludlam Dramatics, and I hope everyone has a great day. Enjoy, stay healthy. Goodbye.
He's not going to put it in.
That's what she said.
Dear listener.